Okay, gentlemen, let's say something. We all have a tight schedule today.
Half
all
day.
We don't. You do. Speak for yourself. You ever watch the Three Stooges?
Absolutely.
One where they say gentlemen, they look around and say, who walked in?
Yeah.
That's what I think of every time they say gentlemen.
Okay. As you know, the Torah is not in the fashion of giving us good advice. The Torah usually comes along and tells us things that we wouldn't have done if it didn't tell us to do it. For example, we would have eaten pig if not for the Torah. We would have gone.
Come on.
All right, let's give another example.
Lobster.
We would have eaten lobster if not for the Torah. We would have went to the beach on Shabbos if not the Torah telling us not to, keep Shabbos. So therefore, my assumption is that when the Torah tells us something, it's not a piece of advice and it's not something we would have done anyway, but rather it's something that we wouldn't have thought of, comes along the Torah and gives us an insight and says, do it anyway, or don't do it. Whatever it might be. So therefore,
he's under pressure.
Good question.
Kavod to parents, not to murder. Two things that maybe we would have done anyway. However, as you know, if you look in the details of those two mitzvos, there are many, many details that I don't think we would have come to just with our own healthy logic. For example, I don't know if with our own healthy logic we would have said kavod of parents means never to refute your parents in public. But rather, you can argue with your parents. It's healthy for the relationship to argue, to have discussions around the table. If your father says vote Likud, you could say no, you have to vote Likud Lumi. That's healthy, that's fine, that's legitimate. Comes along the mitzvah and tells us, hey, that's not the way to do it. If you want to tell your father he's wrong, there's a way of saying so. So the bottom line is, even with those mitzvahs, we can find details that we wouldn't have thought of otherwise. If this is the case, I'm a little confused about a pasuk in this week's parsha of Bishalach. And I think this pasuk is just giving us a piece of good advice. As you know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. And as you all know, the Jewish people were in the desert, and they're getting manna from heaven. And God comes along and says, listen, on Friday, take two, because Shabbos, there won't be any. And this is what the pasuk says. As you all know, Moshe got these pieces of advice. He didn't tell the Jewish people the whole story. They got up Friday morning and they see a double portion. So everyone took a double portion. Came along the Nisiyei Ha'idah, the presidents of the congregation, and tattletale to Moshe that, hey, the people are taking all of the manna. They're taking two apiece, right? Vayavol kol Nisiyei Ha'idah ve'agidu le'Moshe. Vayomar lehem, Moshe answers, no, don't worry about it. Hu asher diber Hashem, Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh la'Hashem machar. את אשר תועפו איפו, ואת אשר תבשלו בשלו, ואת כל העודף הניחו לכם למשמרת עד הבוקר. Tomorrow is Shabbos, and therefore today, you should cook whatever you want to cook, you should bake anything you want to bake, and anything that's left over, leave it for tomorrow, because tomorrow there won't be much.
Even though they were told prior not to do that?
They weren't told prior. God told Moshe prior. Moshe did not tell the people. He waited till it happened to tell them, which is an extraordinary thing in and of itself. Why didn't he tell them the whole story from the beginning? But my question is a little different. If Moshe wants to tell the Jewish people not to carry on Shabbos, now let him say, you know, I'm not to carry tomorrow, so bring it in today. But it seems like he's giving them a piece of good advice here. Listen, because tomorrow is Shabbos, so cook today, prepare today for tomorrow. Why did Moshe, excuse me for the saying, waste his time and tell him this? It's just a piece of good advice that because tomorrow you can't cook, so you better cook today. It's like me saying that Holy Torah told us that since it's going to be a fast day of Tanis Esther, the Torah comes in a pasuk. Well, it's after the Torah was written, but let's say later on the Gemara says, eat on the night before a fast. We would have done so anyway. We don't need the Torah to tell us that. So what is the Torah trying to mechadesh? What is it trying to, what insight is it trying to give us that we wouldn't have known otherwise with this pasuk?
Maybe adding an extra mitzvah. One mitzvah is not to carry on Shabbos. The second mitzvah is to prepare for Shabbos.
Ah, and I think you're absolutely right. And you hit the nail on the head in my opinion.
You told him that beforehand.
We have, unfortunately, in our heads, we have in our heads something that Dr. Savir knows very well, and that is that from since we were kids, we were told we have to keep Shabbos. When you ask, what does it mean to keep Shabbos? What is the answer you usually get? The answer is usually not make kiddush.
Right, there's things you don't do.
Correct. There's things you don't do. 39 mitzvot from the Torah that we don't do. There's other gzerot and isurei derabanan. And that's basically what takes over most of our Shabbos. In other words, we have in our heads a notion that the way to keep Shabbos is basically not to do.
Well, to refrain from...
doing various things. But the question begs itself. If that's all we have to do, what are we supposed to do on Shabbos? I know what we don't have to do. You're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to cook. But what are we supposed to do on Shabbos? In my opinion, this question is even more sharpened by the fact that when you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvot, when he brings the list of all the 613, he says it's a mitzvot lo ta'aseh of lo ta'aseh kol malacha, not doing the 39 acts in Shabbos. But he also says it's a mitzvot aseh, a positive commandment of Shabbaton, of keeping Shabbos. Mitzvot aseh. What is the positive commandment of Shabbos?
Is it oneg? Is that the word we would use?
Oneg? Definitely oneg is beautiful, but that's dafka mitzvah midrabanan. The Rambam himself says oneg and kavod, which has to do with the meals and whatever, those are all mitzvah midrabanan.
Could be like a zachor, the shomav zachor, there's a zachor part.
Zachor means kiddush, absolutely. But the question is, what does he mean by mitzvot aseh of Shabbaton? When the Torah says Shabbat lo yebo, many times he uses the word Shabbat. The Rambam understands, like many others, the Ramban also writes this on Chumash, it's a mitzvot aseh. In my opinion, what Dr. Savir said is exactly the point. In order to get into Shabbos, you have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to prepare the day so that that will be a qualitative day in which we will keep Shabbos. Not just refrain from, but do something on Shabbos. And therefore, when Moshe says in this week's Parsha, et asher tofu efu, get ready for Shabbos today, he's basically giving them a message that we wouldn't have thought of beforehand. And what's the message? What's the insight? What's the chiddush? You have to prepare for a day of Shabbos. If you don't prepare, it will be a total, it's more than a hechsher. It will be a day where you refrain, but you won't do anything.
It'll be a waste.
You have to prepare a day that's going to come. If it means buying the board game so your kids will be able to have what to do. But more importantly, it will be to think, I have 25 hours now, part of the time I'm going to sleep. What are we supposed to do for the rest of the time? You better prepare prior for that. It's like preparing for a long flight. If you don't bring along a good book, your laptop, shiurim on your MP3, it's going to be a terrible experience. You have to prepare for Shabbos and prepare for a quality day of Shabbos. Not just say, okay, my goal today is not to do, but rather my goal today is to do. And let's prepare for the day before it happens. And maybe this is the reason why we have a mitzvah midrabanan on Shabbos, which is very extraordinary, and that is muktzeh. I think every Jewish kid from the time he was three, he says cookie, and he says mommy, and he says muktzeh. Because most of what he touches on Shabbos, and what he thinks about Shabbos, is muktzeh. The TV, the video, the DVD, all the things he uses all week, muktzeh. So every kid knows the word muktzeh. The halacha of muktzeh is extraordinary. You're not allowed to pick up something that you don't need for Shabbos, like a rock. But when are you allowed to pick up the rock on Shabbos? If you need it. How do you transfer the rock from being muktzeh to non-muktzeh?
Designate it before Shabbat.
Hachana. Beautiful. You designate it before Shabbos. You prepare to use it on Shabbos. What Moshe is telling us is you have to prepare for the day before it happens. And if you don't prepare for the day, you're going to have a day where you keep shot, where you basically refrain from malacha, but you're not using the beauty of the day. You're not preparing. I'm going into 25 hours now. How are we going to use our time in the best possible way?
Well,
and by the way, I just want to add one more point. This is maybe how you understand the beginning of the Sefer Beitza, where the Gemara talks about something called Hachana Derabah. Anyone know what Hachana de Rava is? Rava came along and said that if you don't prepare for Shabbos, he brings all these halachas of preparation. For example, Yom Tov Mechin LeShabbat. You're allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. If Yontif comes out on Friday, you can prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. We have Gzeirah Derabanan Veiruv Tafshilin. But the whole sugya that talks about Hachana de Rava, about preparing from one day to another, and not using what was prepared for one day to the next day. It's beautiful, but Chazal and these two examples, Muksa and Achana Derava, are basically telling us you have to prepare for the day. Don't just say, okay, Shabbos is coming and therefore I can't do 39 things. Because you can't do 39 things, let's prepare a good quality day. Let's prepare a day that we can use. And that's what I think Moshe is like, Mechadesh in the Parsha. Of course you can't cook, so you're going to cook beforehand. So you'll have food! But you have to give a lot of thought into the preparation before, in order for the Shabbos to not just be a day of Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha, but also be a day of Shabbaton, a day of Shabbos. And just to add one thing, and then I'll hear what you have to say, Bruce, and that is that it's interesting in the Psukim that we say, in the Kiddush on Friday night, I think this is crystallized. Everyone know the Kiddush Friday night, I'm sure. Help me out. Vayechal Elohim b'yom ha-shvi'i melachto asher asah, vayishpot b'yom ha-shvi'i mikol melachto asher asah. Can anyone translate that pasuk and make me understand it? Vayechal Elohim b'yom ha-shvi'i melachto asher asah. Translate.
Hashem finished all the work that he had done.
Hashem finished all the work that he had done. Right? Kila ledaber. Finished talking. Vayechal. Vayishpot b'yom ha-shvi'i mikol melachto asher asah.
And he rested.
And he rested from all the work that he did.
He striked.
Can anyone throw a question at me at this pasuk?
It's double.
Well, what is the second clause add to the first clause? It's like repetitive totally. It goes against what our teachers taught us. Our teacher says the Torah doesn't waste words, remember?
Wait. But you can complete your work but still not rest.
You can complete your work but not rest. So vayishpot b'yom ha-shvi'i mikol melachto asher asah is different from vayechal Elokim b'yom ha-shvi'i. The medrash on that pasuk says, beautiful medrash, that God on Shabbos didn't stop creating. He stopped doing malacha. He stopped creating the heavens and the earth or whatever. But on Shabbos he created one more thing. You know what that was? Shvita. God created the notion of vayishpot on Shabbos. What's the notion of vayishpot? What does this ambiguous word mean?
Strike.
Strike?
Mr. Drew.
Strike. Yeah, we have a big problem with us Israelis because we use modern Hebrew and we plunge it into the biblical Hebrew. Vayishpot, in my opinion, means while you're not doing all the malacha, vayishpot means what you are doing on Shabbos. And therefore it's not repetitive. It's two different things. Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha-shvi'i is not doing the 39 malachas, fine. Vayishpot means what you do on Shabbos. And the only way you're going to do on Shabbos is if you prepare before Shabbos. Because without preparing before Shabbos, what Shabbos is basically going to be is a day of doing nothing. In order to prepare a quality day of Shabbos, you have to prepare on Friday. Which means, as I said earlier, from the fact that you buy board games for your kids so that they're not bored, and good books, and good reading material, and whatnot, to thinking, how do I use these beautiful 25 hours in which nothing's going to take me away from my family? I can't run away to the computer, the internet, the fax. I can't use it. Nothing is going to take me away. Unless I'm a doctor on call, nothing is going to take me away. How do I use the time? The only way to use the time is to prepare a day beforehand. Just like if you're on the plane for 10 hours, 12 hours to America, and there's nothing in your handbag, tough. You're going to sit there. You're going to make it safely. That's up to the pilots. But you're not going to do anything. You're not going to get off the plane with a feeling that I used this time. And that's why I think in this week's Parsha, Moshe is not just giving him a good piece of advice. He's giving them a lesson for eternity. And that lesson is, prepare. Because you have a beautiful opportunity. Don't just invest your time in not doing. Invest your time in doing. What did you want to say, Bruce?
Well, just in the days when I worked, a lot, every day, including Sunday. So then Shabbat was this break.
Yeah.
And because I didn't have time to do other things, so on Shabbat was the time to learn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, when I have a lot of free time, or freer time, so Shabbat is actually a harder day, because...
you don't know why it's there, huh?
And
you're saying that...
When Moshe spoke, what would they be doing? It's like they weren't working.
Hmm.
They're like always on Shabbat. They're sitting around, supposedly learning Torah from Moshe. So how is Shabbat different? They weren't farming. What malacha were they involved with?
Well, they probably were farming. They probably were.
Bad man.
So they had the animals. They had animals and they had things to do.
They were farming. They had animals.
They retired to Florida. them not working. I've asked this many people, what do you do all day? I've never been so nervous. No, they've never been
They find, it's interesting, they do find what to do. You know, it's even people where we would think are not working per se, they don't go into the office. They find what to do. They find how to busy and they use their time.
What did they do then?
I think they were farming. They were raising their children. I'm sure they were going to classes by Moshe, by Aaron, by the places. Correct. They were complaining. They were, I don't think they were bored out of their minds. I don't think so. I think there was a lot that they did on a daily level. Because I wasn't there, I'm just gonna guess that, what you said is probably correct. They were farming. They were dealing with their cattle, making sure they graze. I'm sure they were.
They didn't have running
children.
Water. You didn't have running water. I mean, you had to go
farming.
Get
what does that mean? What were they farming? They ate mud.
The well.
No, not farming in a sense of farming. I mean, not farming. I'm using the wrong term. I mean, grazing. Grazing with their sheep.
You know, Kurt.
Not farming in a sense of...
this is along the sheet of the mitzvah of Zachar is not only on Shabbos. I don't know if it's the Ramban or the Ramban.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice verse. Yeah. The Ramban says that Zachor means basically the Shir Shel Yom, that every day of the week you remember that Shabbos is coming up.
You're counting to it.
You're counting towards it. Why would you have to do it every day of the week? If you take what I said, maybe it's to prepare for it.
That's right. Is a very much of a different day.
That's absolutely true. Rav Soloveitchik once said that in America there's Shabbos Baruch Hashem, and we all know people take off and don't go to work on Shabbos. There's Shomer Shabbos, there's stores that are Shomer Shabbos, but there's no Erev Shabbos in America. That's what he once said. He felt that in Lithuania there was a feeling that Shabbos is coming, like in Israel, because the stores closed down and whatnot. He felt that in America there's no such thing as Erev Shabbos. You get home by the skin of your teeth, you run into the shower, you run to shul. And that's what he felt that was lacking in America. And I think what he meant was that no one gives thought into, hey, there's a beautiful day coming up. They give a lot of thought, effort into the lotase. They don't work on Shabbos. They bring their cart to shul from work, leave it there till Motzei Shabbos. No one can say they're not Shomer Shabbos. But on the other hand, the issue of Zachor, he felt was lacking because there was no Erev Shabbos.
So he said, I heard this actually from the Rav himself when I was in the shir.
Ah.
It says, I think I've said this, in Om Nitzara, what we say by the Ashranis on Shabbos.
Yes, Om Nitzara,
It says, Yosheves umantenis lechlos HaShabbos.
Ah.
So the Rav asks, what does it mean that you sit and wait till
the Shabbos is over?
Shabbos is over, you're going to wait, you know, you gotta get to the movie, so you're rushing, you know, right away. So it says, now there are two possibilities. Either it's a mistake, it should say L'chnos HaShabbos.
Right.
Or it should say L'chlos means from the Lashon Kala.
You're waiting for the beauty of Shabbos.
So he said
for
the
bride of
Shabbos. To have is that every time Erev Shabbos, everything, no matter what time Shabbos starts, everything is last minute. And the bracha is to be Yosheves Mamtenis L'chnos HaShabbos. That's to be able to sit and wait
beautiful,
for Shabbos to come.
Beautiful. That's in the Shanos that we say on Shabbos during Sukkot. Yoshevet Mamtenet L'chlot HaShabbos in the word Kala.
Yeah.
You're waiting for your bride. You're waiting for your bride to enter the wedding hall. And that maybe is, I wasn't in the shir, you were there, but when the Rambam describes how a Jew should be on Friday in his Mishnah Torah, not in one of his philosophical works, he says that you're supposed to put on a talis, Temanim still do this, and wait for Shabbos to come in. Meaning you're supposed to have a period where you don't exactly at last minute put on the hot water kettle and put on the Shabbos clock. You're supposed to wait for the Shabbos to come in. Maybe that was what he was thinking of when he said that.
Let me ask you a question on the food. I'm sorry, on the food. Do we say that with man they ate nothing else, or maybe this was a, you know, just thinking as we're talking.
I never knew the question. I never